Electric vehicles are becoming more popular. Plans for Arkansas's statewide network of charging stations approved earlier this month. And before that, Canoe, an electric car company, relocated its headquarters to Northwest Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Anna Pope reports that the Drive Electric NWA event this past Saturday was aimed at informing potential electric vehicle drivers about ownership and electric vehicle infrastructure.
All right. And would you like to fill some acceleration?
Sure, yeah. I was about to say, do you need a hand?
I got it.
That's insane.
Jason Klein's car can get up and go. Klein was one of about a dozen electric vehicle owners, part of the Tesla Owners Club of Arkansas, offering rides at the Drive Electric NWA event on Saturday.
This is not the one for the 16-year-old kid to have. But because they thought ahead, you can actually make a limit to how fast they go. So you can go in here and...
Companies ranging from electric cooperatives and dealerships to People for Bikes, a nonprofit e-bike organization, pitched tents, unfolded tables, and brought their electric vehicles. Tesla Owners Club lined a section of the Pinnacle Hills Promenade's parking lot and Rogers. In his black cowboy hat, Adrian Mogoza walked around the parking lot, answering questions along the way. He is the sole Tesla mobile technician in Arkansas, and work keeps him busy.
So I just come out. They send me out there to go work on them. I'm like the first line of defense, I guess you could say, before he needs to go to the service center.
Once people set up an appointment, Mogoza travels where they need him. Most of the time, it's at the owner's house. He says mainly the vehicle issues are cosmetic, such as interior trims or problems with seat adjustments. And sometimes there will be an issue with water and a headlight or taillight.
And take a look, but most of the time it's just small things. There's never been, I don't think I've ever had a major issue on, you know, as far as repair goes.
Passersby pause and peer into Ozark Electric Cooperative's gray Rivian truck, including Morgan Fryman, who is considering getting an electric truck.
I think it's just like the responsible thing to do. Like, I want kids, but I want to leave the planet in a good spot for them. And if you can't afford to, you should. Like, if you have the means to make the place, like, the world a little bit better for the next generation, I think it's our obligation to do so.
Most Americans charge their electric vehicles at home. Chris Williams, the director of energy services at Ozark Electric Cooperative, says the power this requires is comparable to an electric hot water heater.
You know, they're about $30 a month to heat for a family of three or four. So it's very similar to electric vehicle. It's about $30 to $40 a month on your electric bill at our 10 cent per kilowatt hour rate. So, yeah, a lot of different ways to look at it.
Williams says it's about 90 cents an hour to charge the cooperative's Rivian truck at the co-op's 10 cents per kilowatt hour rate. Williams says the co-op is offering a lower rate for people who can charge their vehicles at home during off-peak hours.
And if people do that, if they charge from 10 p.m. till, you know, 5 a.m. in the morning, we'll help them on their electric bill because we do have ample supply of power during late evening hours. And we'll give you 400 kilowatt hours a month at basically half price at 5 cents a kilowatt hour if you'll just charge when you go to bed.
The number of registered electric vehicles in Arkansas is growing, and Arkansas's Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Development Plan, a plan to construct vehicle charging stations in the state, was approved earlier this month. This uses funding from the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Clark Wheeler is the chief of staff at Francis Energy, an Oklahoma-based company operating electric vehicle chargers, and the company helped sponsor Saturday's event. He says issues like range anxiety are a barrier, but this could change as more charging stations are built.
So I think really in the next couple of years, once those projects are in the ground across, you know, every 50 states, really that's when folks are going to say, oh, okay, this isn't an issue. I'm, you know, going to buy an EV.
Francis Energy constructed charging stations every 50 miles in Oklahoma, and since then expanded its network to other states, including Arkansas. For Wheeler, more educational resources about electric vehicles are needed.
At a gas pump, you just stick the nozzle in and swipe your credit card and it starts fueling up, right? But when you drive up to an EV charging station, you have to plug the car in. The car and the charger have to do what they call a handshake, where the software recognizes the kind of car and the kind of charger. Then you have to process payment, and then you have to initiate charging. So it's a different process. There's more steps, and it confuses a lot of new EV drivers.
For Ozarks at Large and the Bruce and Ann Applegate News Studio 1 at the Carver Center for Public Radio, I'm Anna Pope.